Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Norm at Night. This is Norm coming to you from Carpathian, Virginia, and I'm waiting to have you call in. Tonight our talk is going to be about the vice presidential candidate. I'm really interested in why anyone would be excited about having this relative newcomer be one heartbeat away from the presidency of the United States. We think that we have everything together here in Northern Virginia, and if you wish to speak with us tonight, you can reach us at 347-945-6713. That's 347-945-6713 to speak with us tonight. I'm not 100% sure where we're going to start or if we're going to even have anyone speak with us tonight. Right now I'm trying to get my switchboard up, and I think I should be able to. We do have an internet connection, and away we go. We're on Blog Talk Radio right here, and we're talking about Sarah Palin. What do you think of Sarah Palin? I'm actually here tonight going to simply try and listen to what you have to say. Millions and millions of people seem to be excited by this woman from Alaska. I'm not really sure why this whole election, it just seems to me like it should be a no-brainer for the Democrats. I am stunned that anybody would even want to continue with the president of the United States, and why I don't even know really where to go to be perfectly, there we go. The show Norm at Night, we're fully active right now, and I'm looking at my, just a general talk about politics. Remember, if you want to join in on the show, we're at 347-945-6713. The call-in number is 347-945-6713. The topic's politics, or really anything else you want to talk to. We're really democratic here, but call in, tell me why you think John McCain should be president of the United States, and why Sarah Palin should be vice president of the United States. Or if you'd rather, why you think Barack Obama should be president of the United States and Joe Biden vice president of the United States. We have a real historic election going on here, and it appeared that John McCain was going to be dead in the water, but with this Palin pick, apparently, he's anything but dead in the water. People are lining up everywhere to really want to talk to this woman. So you can reach the show, and you can talk to us at 347-945-6713. I've got five lines open right now. Or you can Skype us at BoogeCon and speak to us over the phone that way if you don't want to dial in. I've got a few people tapping away on my Skype line, and I'm just waiting to have anyone say, "Hello, Norm, come on and join the conversation." Meanwhile, I'll tell you why I don't think anyone should be giving any real serious consideration to the election yet. The thing that is bothering me the most about Sarah Palin is that nobody's being allowed to talk to her. If anything, it is my view that John McCain is simply making a fool out of her, and she's going along with it. But then, of course, nobody's ever asked me to be Vice President of the United States, so who's the fool? John McCain thinks Sarah Palin should be Vice President. John McCain thinks Sarah Palin should be one vote from, or one heartbeat from the president. What do you think? Give us a call at 347-945-6713, and we'll leave you in on the show. I'm showing some of my regular listeners connected via Skype, but I'm not getting any conversations from them. So, tell me about Sarah Palin. Do we want an Alaskan housewife as Vice President of the United States? Is Sarah Palin really just a housewife, as she so claims? Apparently, in the last 9 days, Palin has gone absolutely viral. People everywhere are trying to see this woman become president or vice president of the United States. She's revived John McCain's campaign. It seems it's not really because anybody want John McCain as president. They want this woman as vice president so that when John McCain can no longer continue as president, we get her as vice president. What is this woman talking about? Somebody please call in and let me know how or why John McCain is, I've got a call coming in here right now, and go right ahead, caller, you're on the air, Norm at Night. What do you think about Sarah Palin?
I think Sarah Palin will be great. You're being incredibly sexist calling her an Alaskan housewife. She's Commander-in-Chief of the Alaskan National Guard.
Commander-in-Chief of the Alaskan National Guard. Maybe they'll swim across the Bering Strait and invade the Russian homeland, and then she can become the chief housewife of the Soviet, or the former Soviet Union.
She's protecting us from the Russians, the Japanese, and the Canadians. What are you talking about?
Why, that's a triple alliance. There's I guess Otavio's rolling over in the grave as he waits for us to vote for this woman. By the way, for those of you who don't know, I'm referring to my wonderful grandfather, who actually about 100 years ago made his way forth into the United States from Europe, and I guess worked his butt off for 50 years in the steel mills so that we could have an America with Sarah Palin. What do you think about that, caller?
Well, I think Otav is probably rolling over in his grave is right.
Where are you calling from, caller?
Where am I calling from? I'm calling from this great United States.
It seems to me that, this great United States of America, that's true. And so, do you have anything else to tell us about Sarah Palin?
Well, Sarah Palin, she's a great spender. She took over a village when she became mayor that had no debt, and she ran up a $20 million debt. That should keep people happy. She fires lots of people. She's all for change. What more can we ask for?
My information is you better not divorce her sister.
No, you divorce your sister and you lose your job. But you wouldn't want anybody divorcing your sister, would you?
I certainly would not. I'd make sure that person lost their job. There'd be no people incorporated in this world. Excuse me, I got a little feedback here over the microphone. And is there anything else
that
I can? I'm sorry, I can't.
I didn't mean to get you that upset that you're getting feedback.
Oh, gosh, I can't even begin to tell you. And in fact, my information has it that Sarah Palin is coming right here to Northern Virginia tomorrow with her running mate, John McCain. They were going to appear at Fairfax High School, but apparently the venue isn't big enough for all the people that are going to want to see them. And according to a lot of people in Northern Virginia, they're having an election campaign in the high school. You know, it might interfere with class time. What do you think about that, caller?
Well, I think an educator like you would appreciate the importance of class time.
Oh,
we wouldn't want to take away class time.
I don't even begin to claim to be an educator. I might be a teacher, but I'm definitely not an educator. I'm not a, but that's a whole nother, story for another day.
I'm in Northern Virginia when they already have Virginia sewn up.
Well, I'm not sure Virginia's sewed up for the Democrats. I mean,
No. They're sewed up for the
Republicans.
Who are you voting for this year?
It's not really important who I'm voting for.
Are you going to vote for somebody with no executive experience when you could vote for the commander-in-chief of the Alaska National Guard?
I thought I'd vote for a community organizer.
Well, community organizer is nice. It makes us all warm and fuzzy feeling. But community organizer, what did he accomplish? 100 present votes in the Illinois state legislature, 100 present votes. So we don't establish any kind of track record that can come back to bite us.
Well, we have a record. We know he was there.
Well, that's true. He was there. As opposed to old Lowell Weicker, who never went anywhere, he was there. That's good.
And I'm sure if he had more time in the legislature of the United States before he'd become president than that famous Republican icon, Mr. Abraham Lincoln. And in fact, I think Ms. Palin had more executive experience as commander-in-chief of the Alaska National Guard than Abraham Lincoln had. I think he was a representative from Illinois for 2 years.
What's Abraham Lincoln got to do with it? You're talking about somebody who ran 2 centuries ago.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, caller. I got another call coming in here. Go ahead, CKO. You're on Norm at Night. You want to join in the conversation here? Oh, let's go back to our West Coast caller because I don't seem to be hearing anything from CKO. So go ahead, West Coast. Continue to enlighten us on what it's like to live within a short drive of the Commander-in-Chief of the Alaska National Guard.
If I were on the West Coast, I'd say you need a geography lesson, a short drive. Alaska's 1,500 miles away, 2,000 miles away. A short drive. Maybe from Buffalo to Chickawaga is a short drive.
So you've made the drive from Buffalo to Chickawaga.
I've made the drive to Kermit Ave.
Kermit Avenue. Now, there, what can you tell us about Kermit Avenue, caller?
Those were the days. Kermit Avenue in Buffalo, New York, when Buffalo was in its peak years.
That's right. We didn't need community organizers for our steel workers, did we?
That's right. Our steel workers kept things well in hand in beautiful Bailey Delavan area.
That's right. Our health care was just a short 35-mile drive away.
Well, now that's a short drive. The 1,500 miles to Alaska, that's maybe a long drive.
Yeah, I guess it is 1,500 miles, but you never know. We may have to invade Canada. By the way, caller, do you know, is any of the Alaskan National Guard, are any of them in Iraq? Has the Commander-in-Chief ordered
the
National Guard to help defend us against the Al-Qaeda invasion?
We don't need to. We're winning that war. Haven't you heard? The surge is succeeding. We're going to win that war. And
that's
the troops are
right,
going to come with honor on the day John McCain is sworn in.
What have we got? 7 of the 100 years all taken care of? I can't believe that I'm talking to you, 276. I don't know what else to... I don't know what else to say, so have there been any Republican voters in your family? There was one in mine I think we both know about. Pardon me?
I think there was one Republican voter, but I think...
Well, have you ever cast a vote for a Republican?
I actually cast a vote for a Republican.
I think I cast a vote for one Republican candidate. And
yeah, I think I probably did too.
In 1976, I did vote for Gerald Ford. I don't know what got into me.
The man who pardoned Richard Nixon?
The man who pardoned Richard Nixon. I absolutely did. It just
Your
was
father
something about that.
Grave.
I'm sorry?
Your father would be turning over in his grave.
My father is turning over in his grave. I didn't think he was going to let me into the house again when I told him that. The only other Republican voter he'd ever known was his own mother.
But well, she probably voted for Nelson Rockefeller, and he was a good Republican.
Oh, Nelson Rockefeller was a one. I think I actually may have campaigned for Nelson Rockefeller in 1966. In his last run for governor.
You're showing
and,
your age if you were campaigning.
My father was, he was turning over, he's still turning over in his grave over that one, though he was alive then and wouldn't let me sit at the table for a plate of spaghetti. In fact, I remember when Rockefeller, it's one of my first political memories, when Rockefeller defeated Avril Harriman and... my poor dad practically cried in front of the TV watching the results come in. But then now we're getting off the Sarah Palin topic.
That's true. That's the topic of tonight's show. So I'm going to let you go. I just want to congratulate you on the good work you're doing, and keep it up, and we'll listen to Norm at Night long into the future.
Okay, and remember, make sure you tell your daughters abstinence works. And
Sarah Palin.
Pardon me?
It's a direct quote from Sarah Palin.
That's exactly right. All it does is it works to increase the population of Alaska, but we're not going to go there because that's not fair. And so we'll see you, and thanks for calling Norm at Night. We got
okay,
about
Norm.
10. Okay, good night. And we've got about 10 minutes left on the air. And we'll just open the phones to anything you want to talk about. We just had one of our longer calls. So if you're out there and you've listened to the caller and I put our tongues in our cheeks and make fun of the commander of the Alaskan National Guard, make fun of that brilliant international leader whose state borders on the Russian Federation and on that great power to our north, the Canadians, and maybe even have their own Bear State Republic. Oh, wait, that was California. I'm sorry. I'm getting so mixed up. And then, well, I can always remember what people have said. I have another question. Has anybody asked Sarah Palin a question, or is she simply a dog on a leash that John McCain just turns loose whenever he needs somebody to, well, to bite somebody? Because she has one biting statement after another. She's going to Washington to reform the place. Well, why don't you just tell me exactly how she's going to do that? Millions of Americans have been energized by this candidate, and I can't deny them their right to do so. What I want to know is, what do you really think will happen if Sarah Palin is Vice President of the United States? The only, the heck with Sarah Palin presiding over the Senate, Sarah Palin casting a tie-breaking vote if on health care, if it came to a tie in the Senate, Sarah Palin being in cabinet meetings deciding issues of life and death. Why do you think she can do that? What makes her qualified to be President of the United States? Because that's the only question you have to ask yourself when you're voting for a candidate for president. What happened? If you look at their vice presidential candidate, would you want that person to ever be president of the United States? You can reach Norm at night at 347-945-6713. That's 347-945-6713. I've got 5 lines open. I've had one caller tonight, and I've got about 7 minutes left on the show. It's open topic tonight. I thought maybe the phones would be ringing off the hooks to tell Norm and his audience why Sarah Palin is the person that should make someone willing to vote for 4 more years of what we've had in the past. 4 more years of John McCain simply becoming the Republican that George Bush wants him to be. George Bush, John McCain, for each other. Anyway, I don't know what I'm going to do when November comes, because in my heart of hearts, I'm not even going to fib, the idea of someone of Sarah Palin's ilk becoming president of the United States warms my heart, because she rose from the people. But to think that the Republican Party would, she has energized the base, if you would. And that is the base that brought us the last 8 years. If you want to vote for John McCain and you want to vote for Sarah Palin, I will defend to the death your right to do so. Hope to God that more of us vote for Barack Obama and Joe Biden than vote for the other side. And if that happens, well, then by God, the Democrats won't self-destruct. In my heart of hearts, I really am Hillary Clinton fan, and if Hillary Clinton had won the primary, having this conversation, If Hillary Clinton had been picked for vice president, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And when you want to think about the kind of woman that you would like to be president of the United States, I would just like you to think about Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin. Look at the two of them and the things they have accomplished in their lives, and how people could flock to, as the caller said, the commander-in-chief of the Alaskan National Guard rather than to be like Hillary Clinton. The calls, well, I have a couple of lines open. I had a caller that for some reason came in letters and disappeared. But we've got about 3 minutes remaining, and the call, the choice is yours. Whatever you want to talk about, reach us at 347-945-6713. I've got about 3 minutes left, and it's open lines. Talk about whatever you like. Vote. Do whatever you talk about whatever you so choose. I'm just wondering if anybody's out there in D.C. trying to Skype into me, because for the first time I haven't heard from some of my Skype people who usually come in. You can Skype me at BoogeCon. I'll accept your Skype. I don't quite have Instant Messenger loaded onto my computer, but the show's got about 2 minutes left, and the other thing you can reach me at BuffNet at Verizon.net. That's BUFNET at Verizon.net, and send me an email and what you'd like me to talk about on the next show. For those of you who are also interested, I'm getting a ton of feedback here, and I'm not really sure why it's coming, but I do have everything working tonight, and I'd like to give a shout out to the hundreds of people who are connected to me through Facebook, and I hope some of you are here listening tonight. I'd like especially, I received a hello from my buddy Rachel, who is out there listening, I hope, and then enjoying things under the tutelage of the Jesuits. And to my friend Ginny, a big shout out to you too, and I hope you're listening, and I No, we surely divide our sentiments in this political issue, but as they always say, ad meorum dei gloria, we're both doing it for the greater glory of God. And to one last thing, to all my Catholic friends, I'd like to point out that I discovered a wonderful idea from Joe Biden on Meet the Press on Sunday, when he argued that the great Catholic thinker, Saint Thomas Aquinas, argued indeed that life, from the Catholic point of view, just may not start at conception, but indeed after the time of the quickening. And I have the, I'm right now examining the Summa. Aquinas scholar friend of mine, I wanted to check and verify it, and has pointed out to me the sections of the Summa. So in the last 10 seconds, just remember, this is Norm at Night, and I'll be here next Tuesday, ad meorum dei gloria.